गुरुर् ब्रह्मा महेश्वरः गुरुर्साक्षात् परं ब्रह्मा तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरु इज ब्रह्मा, गुरु इज विष्णु, गुरु इज शिवा। यू कैन से दैट इन इंग्लिश ऑल्सो, यू कैन से इट इन योर ओन लैंग्वेज, वट एवर द लैंग्वेज इज। यू कैन ऑल्सो से इन वट एवर वे यू वॉन्ट टू से। द इम्पोर्टेंट थिंग इज गुरु, ब्रह्मा, गुरु विष्णु, गुरु देवो महेश्वरः। Why is Guru is the creator god, the protector god, and also the god who destroys? So everybody has to go through that. And that Guru's day is called the Guru Purnima, the full moon of the Guru. And I personally look forward to it along with all the gurus of the world, of the universe, joined together on that day. They all descend on the earth plane. That is a time that should not be missed, especially during this time when I have announced that we are entering into, or we have already entered into, the golden age, particularly for those of you who are in the spiritual path, because you have never cared for other things in life more than spirituality. And for those of you, this is the best time. You are going to be in a place where you can, on this day, very easily be able to understand what enlightenment is. So let me talk about the program. The program will start with, a touch initiation. The touch initiation is that a special initiation which I have never done on a mass level. You know, I've never done for many, many years. Maybe I don't even remember when I did the last time. I would call some people and touch them, but that was about 20 years ago. But this year, I decided to do this because this is the golden age. In my mind, there is no doubt it is a golden age, and then you should use this time. That's very important. And the touch initiation will be on the day of the 13th moon, which is called the Pradosham day, when Shiva took the poison in order to save the angels and humanity as well. So that time is the time for karma removal time. So, and I will do a touch initiation to the group, you know, irrespective of who you are and how serious you are in the practice, or you may not even meditate at all, on a regular basis, but being under the grip of Maya, money, food, and sex, because this is what has been the defining factors during Kali Yuga, but there is an opportunity to move into a higher plane. And then the program will start with the second day, the Hairamba Ganapati. Hairamba Ganapati is the Ganapati who gives you gold. Gold represents money. So I will introduce you to Hairamba Ganapati, because all these people are coming into the earth plane during this time, and Hairamba Ganapati is the first to come. So I will talk to you about Hairamba Ganapati, who, according to mythology, gave a mountain of gold, provided that the gold has to be spent on the same day when you receive from Ganapati itself, and then you'll give a mountain of gold. I've talked about it. I don't want to go about it, talk about it this in this promo video. And then the most important thing on the second day is the introduction to Sri Vidya. Sri Vidya is the considered the ultimate mantra for people who are in the last stage of their evolution. And it is not given away to people unless they are very serious about their evolution. The goddess herself comes down to enable them to know the ultimate spirituality. It comprises of 16 mantras, and some of the mantras you may have already known, and the other mantras you may not have heard, and all of them will be given. The most important thing is it has to be learned on Guru Purnima day in order that for you to receive maximum benefits from that mantra. So Sri Vidya is considered a very, very precious technique, and then it will people who practice this in a previous lifetime or several of your previous lifetimes become eligible for this. Otherwise, you will not be eligible at all. It's not that you made a decision to come to the session and you are coming. No, it is an invitation from the goddess herself to receive these 16 mantras from the guru himself. That's the most important thing. So the mantras become powerful only when you receive from the guru. There is a small story. I will not take too much time to explain that. And the guru said that to climb up the tree, and then there is a beehive, and then you want to go and then get it from the tree. And this is the mantra called the bee mantra. You have to chant the bee's mantra so that they won't sting you when you are removing the beehive. And he did that, and he wanted to test it. And he gave the mantra to someone else, and then said that you do the same thing, go climb up the tree and try to get the beehive. And then he got stung with multiple times by the bees. Why? Because it was not received from a guru, and then the mantra was not powerful. So that is the reason why the guru is so important, but because the guru is the authority, and then he has taken birth on this earth plane to lead you to God. So the Sri, this is the background of the power of the mantra when it is received from a guru. And then so what happens if you receive from a stupid guru? That apparently it will be, it will have no power. Okay, how do I know that the guru is stupid or not? You will know yourself. And the people who come to me, they know, or they are convinced, not through the intellectual presentations or explanations I am given, but it's a heart-to-heart connection. So that is about the Sri Vidya mantra that I will give. And then on the third division, which will start on the third day, is on Muruga. Muruga is the god who is going to be governing the universe. And he comes down, although he is known even today by a small number of people, and particularly in my state, Tamil Nadu. But he is going to be a god of the universe, god of the universe, not simply of the earth plane. And then he is going to start his yuga. He is the god of the Satya Yuga. I will introduce Muruga to him, and then he will tell you, what I'm going to teach is how conscious you can become, how unconscious you are. All these things will be highlighted, Because we are easily, we are driven by the mind and senses, and they lead us to live a life of total unconsciousness. Because consciousness is very difficult to maintain. What I mean by consciousness is you are able to know the relationship between the language or the sound or the meaning, that's what language is, sound and meaning, and then connect it with the objective world. So it is a very hard concept, but I will give you a simple example. Nikola Tesla, when you heard a word, he knew the sound, he knew the meaning, he knew the object. All of them were available to him at the same time. So not many people would know that he was a mystic. He was a mystic and he knew about 369. Okay. And so when you, that's why he was able to create so many new things or innovations. You know, he got 700 patents awarded to him. And how did he get this wisdom? It is all because he knew, his consciousness knew the idea and the object. An idea and object. Just have, now all of, now we don't have an idea at all. We have no clue why that is. Our education is so bad. And so this will be, Muruga will be teaching you on this day. I'm going to channel Muruga on those days. So it's a very, very precious time. And I invite you to come and then participate and understand the highest wisdom and then how to live in the Satya Yuga in fulfillment. So that is briefly, you know, there are other things that I would be doing, you know, as I, as you, as particularly people, those of you who have been following me know that I am in the moment and I will also channel the new things that will come because I'm, I know that the future is unknown, and then when I come to the Guru Purnima day, that will be a new knowledge. I'll be more intelligent than I am today. So that's what I wanted to share with you. I want to invite you and also to, for you to be benefited from the teaching. God bless.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pillai. For those of you who are interested in joining Dr. Pillai on Guru Purnima this year, the dates are July 7th through the 9th. There are three different ways for you to participate in person, and we will reveal soon ways you can join remotely. Once you do register, you will receive information on the hotel and location. And next week on April 27th, I'll be hosting a Zoom event where you can ask questions and we'll go into detail about how the event will go and what logistics that you need to be concerned about. So for right now, you can take a look at the registration page where the full schedule is laid out, when and which topic Dr. Pillai will be addressing. And a date that you might want to note down is May 1st. That is when the early enrollment ends. And there is a three-part payment plan that is also ends on May 1st. The second enrollment date that you'll want to note is June 1st. So if you miss May 1st, there'll be early savings for June 1st. As well as a two-part payment plan. And if you have any questions, reach out to us, programs@pillaicenter.com, and we are happy to accommodate you. We hope to see you there. And again, if you would like to join on April 27th, I'll be hosting a Zoom session where you can ask questions and I'll go into way more detail about the event itself. Namaste.